man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Morning, Mick. Are you and your fellow Kiwis gearing up for a big derby day?
Well, mate, we're thrilled that you guys can have something resembling some sort of crowd at Flemington on Saturday. Mate, it's just been such a long time, you know, since you guys have had that, so we'll celebrate with you, probably in a lockdown situation here. What are your New Zealand interests, though, Michael, when you consider Putakaka's a chance in the derby? There's five New Zealand breeds there. Of course, Trent and Natalie are expat New Zealanders, and James McDonald's involved. Amaralinia, Karma Lass, and Thought Estate give us elite horses in other races. The race like the Coolmore Stakes is a race that very few New Zealand-trained horses have ever raced in. So, look, we've got lots of fingers and lots of pies, but they're pretty juicy pies. They're not going to be easy ones to take home.
Who do you think is your best chance? Tutakara looked great in the Geelong Classic.
Well, he's the only one who's got, you know, it was in the market. He is winning form in the Geelong Classic. He's got the best jockey, or I believe the best jockey. Look, we know he's bred to be a good horse. He's obviously Melanie Bell's half. I think he can win the race, but gee, it's not an easy derby. I mean, some derbies, Michael, you get three or four chances and a bunch of maidens. Well, this is a proper derby field and plenty of proper derby trainers. Lots of trainers in the race have won the derby before, so you know they know what they're doing. I reckon it's a beauty. I'm not going to pretend I know heaps about the form for those races. I know as much as anybody else who's got a computer and a television, but I think Tutakaka's got a chance. I mean, he looked good at Geelong, even though that race hasn't been a great derby lead-up. I think Amaralinia's got a little sneaky place chance in the Empire Rose, but I don't think they or anybody else quite expected the Empire Rose to turn up this strong. Yeah. It's significantly stronger than the invitation was last week in Sydney, as much as that's going to absolutely annoy Peter Philandes. It's in a totally different class, so that's one more. Victoria's clearly won over New South Wales. I think it's a fascinating day, but I don't think anybody in New Zealand's been carried away thinking we're going to win any major races, including the Golden Eagle at Rose Hill, because, man, it's a tough day at the office. To be honest, Michael, the biggest talking point in New Zealand today won't be gallops, which it usually is. It'll be harness racing. And harness racing New Zealand have come out just 20 minutes ago and announced the most radical calendar changes in the industry's history, and they are big. And probably the one that interests the Australians the most is the first ever Australasian harness slot race. So they're going to start low enough. They're starting at $500,000, but that's still pretty big money for harness horses. And that's going to be at Cambridge in April. $50,000 slots, 10 slots. They're telling me they'll be sold straight away. There's plenty of people who want the slots. If it starts at $500,000, I think next season it grows to maybe $1 million. And as you know, with the concept of the Everest, these things can grow very, very quickly. I'm surprised Harness Racing New Zealand, who's quite a conservative body, were first cab off the rank with this. But it falls sort of a month after the Miracle Mile and a couple of big races like the Auckland Cup on the back of it. So for the first time in a really long time, you might see the King of Swing type horses going to New Zealand and some real trans-Tasman racing. So good on them. I think it's a great move. I think harness racing was getting tired in New Zealand. I think these moves are going to help the trans-Tasmanification of it. I think it's going to be massive. And there are a couple of clashes in this new calendar, and it's such a radically changed calendar. I'm not going to get into it now on the show because other people have other things to think about. But some of them are going to promote clashes between Victoria and New Zealand, and that's okay because most of it, and I've been through it with a fine-tooth comb, isn't going to change many carnivals. The one carnival it might affect is the Breeders' Crown in November and December, but that's not a carnival being attacked as strongly by New Zealanders these days, more because of the time of the year, Michael. So, huge, huge changes to the harness racing calendar. The other news, New Zealand has pulled out into Dominions. So Queensland now takes New Zealand's slot in the three-yearly rotation of the Inter-Dominions. So, Michael, it's a big week for the gallops, but looking forward, today is a massive news day for harness racing right across Australasia.
Absolutely. We'll follow that more closely. Leave us with a weekend winner, Mick.
Look, it's a wet track over here, Michael, so I'm not going to tip anybody a horse on a wet track and cost them any money. And there's some harness horses who are low in the markets. But, look, I'm going to wait to see how we turn up on Saturday. If it's a fine enough day and things improve, race two at Tauranga, race two, number 13, Magic Show, she'll be winning at the track yet to about a six. But I'm going to just wait to be betting on her until I see how the track turns up at Tauranga. Next week, Mike, we start our cup week down in Christchurch. So good luck for yours. I hope you have a great carnival, my friend. And we'll be talking about ours the week after.
Good on you, Mick. Absolutely. Love catching up. We'll do it. And there'll be a lot of post-cup week analysis when we do. Have a great weekend. Mick Guerin joining us there after the break. More winners. We're down at the Bull.